I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Economics Report. Bankruptcy is a legal process for people and businesses that are in debt. It is designed to help them get a new start. It is also designed to help their creditors get paid at least some of what they are owed. In the United States, the credit industry says bankruptcy laws have made it too easy for people to escape their debts. On April 20th, President Bush signed a bill passed by Congress to make changes in those laws. The new law is called the Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act of 2005. The president stated, bankruptcy should be a last choice. If someone does not pay his or her debts, the rest of society ends up paying them. Last year, there were almost 1,600,000 requests for personal bankruptcy protection. The number has grown since the last big changes in the bankruptcy laws in 1978. Two kinds of bankruptcy are most common for individuals. These are called Chapter 7 and Chapter 13. They are named after the parts of the United States Code that define them. Chapter 13 bankruptcy requires people to have a plan to repay their creditors. They make payments for 3 to 5 years until most of their debt is paid off. In Chapter 7 bankruptcy, people must give up some of their property. The property is then sold to pay their creditors. But the people are able to keep the money they earn after they bring their bankruptcy case. Under Chapter 7, they are also able to keep most of the property they buy after that time. The new law will make it more difficult for people to declare Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Those with above-average earnings in their state may have to file under Chapter 13 instead. The law also requires all people to get professional credit advice before they seek bankruptcy protection, and it puts limits on property that can be protected from creditors. Critics say the new law will hurt people whose financial troubles were caused by situations like a job loss or high medical costs. Critics also say bankruptcy will become more costly for average people. Most of the changes will go into effect in October. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario Ritter. Our reports are all on the internet at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Gwen Uten.